Unit 2. Ayato Takada and the Ebola Virus. In 1976, an unknown disease, caused by a virus, broke out in Africa. The first general symptoms of this disease are similar to influenza: a high fever, headache, sore throat, nausea, general weakness, and loss of appetite. Then they turn deadly and may include bleeding from the eyes, ears, and nose, along with internal bleeding. This rare but deadly virus is transmitted from human to human by contact with the blood or other body fluids from an infected person. It is called Ebola hemorrhagic fever or Ebola virus disease. It was named after a river where one of the first outbreaks occurred. The Ebola virus affects the blood clotting system and leads to uncontrollable bleeding both internally and externally. If a person is diagnosed as having the Ebola virus, he or she is isolated immediately. Statistics have shown that there is an up to 90% risk that such a patient will die. In the beginning, doctors and researchers were mystified by this new disease. They began to study it and found 5 different species of the virus. One medicine to treat Ebola virus disease was found, but it was effective for only one virus species. Virologist Ayato Takada, working out of Hokkaido University, began to search for a cure to this horrifying disease. Year after year, he studied the virus and tried many different methods to kill the virus without harming the patient. During that time, there were many sporadic outbreaks of the sickness. A total of more than 12,000 people have died from Ebola virus disease. Dr. Ayato Takada has worked on the problem for more than 20 years. Working at a base center in Zambia in Africa, which was established by Hokkaido University Research Center for Zoonosis Control, he tried to find the way to cure the disease. After long years of research, he finally discovered what he calls the ultimate antibody. The ultimate antibody that he developed is effective for all 5 species of Ebola virus. He states, "Our research team feels that no other team can solve the problem. It's a kind of mission. We have to do it. Our everyday life is to do the mission in a matter-of-fact way." He continues, "Here we have an antibody. It must be effective. But we have to prove scientifically that the antibody will be effective. And we have proven in a verifiable scientific way that it is effective. That attitude is ultimately needed for scientists." Thus, he has now become one of the leading scientists on the Ebola virus. Dr. Takada has shown real dedication in his research into how to destroy a terrible disease.